you like heist movies? Sometimes it's a museum or a bank or a casino. Yeah, where a team gets together, everybody's got their job. There's the computer guy, there's the smooth talker, there's the guy in the mob, maybe the acrobat, there's an old one, there's a young one, somebody new to the game. Then there's always the guy who can get into the vault. We love a good vault, because inside, there's always something good, right? Expensive, usually, or just super important to somebody. And today, we have a story of a vault in Delaware with some wonderful things inside. And I've got questions. Welcome to the Collector Show, or the Vault Show, both, kind of. It's a story that got a bit of press a while back, but popped into my head recently, so I thought, you know what, let's give them a call. Because as I remember, they had everything from a rare Pokemon card to sneakers that Kobe wore, millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff. So who do we have?
So Mike Cummings, I'm the GM of the Collector's Vault.
And we're going in, but first, Collector's overall, what's the bulk of what you guys do?
We own a variety of grading businesses. So PSA is probably the most familiar, which is grading authentication for cards. So sports cards, trading card games like Pokemon and Magic. We also do coins. We do video games.
And grading, if you're unfamiliar, think Antiques Roadshow. Some of the stuff is good quality versus some of it that's a little bit worn down. For PSA, for the cards, 10-point scale. 1, serious defects, high levels of creasing, not super appealing. 5, excellent, maybe some rounded corners, it happens. The gloss is coming off. 10, gem, mint, sharp corners, no stains. And have you figured it out? I mean, what is it that has so many of us collecting stuff, building collections?
Yeah, and it's a great question. Like, the way I've thought about it is, one, I think we love the idea of chasing something. The idea of struggling well and the hard work that goes into something like building a collection. A lot of the joy is actually in the process of collecting as opposed to having the collection. And I think there's also just the more kind of social dynamic. Like when you have something that, you know, everyone cherishes, it's fun to have that thing.
All right. So now that we got all that, let's go. Take me there. And I guess it's not secret, other than like, you're not going to tell me exactly how to find it. But also, I probably wouldn't recognize it. I wouldn't know I was looking at it.
Yeah, no, location's not a secret, but you wouldn't be able to find it if you were just driving around for sure. It's a very nondescript building. It's in Delaware. We took the time to build our vault from scratch. We really spread no expense. It has the most advanced security camera system you can imagine. We have 24/7 armed guards there, 2 class 3 vaults, which are it's the highest rating you can have, kind of like Italian job sort of stuff. They joke that like if one of the vault doors ever got tripped accidentally, you're literally gonna have to bring a wrecking ball, knock it down to get into the building. So it's an amazingly secure facility.
And the inside, is this like Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones, where it's dim lighting and the crates go on forever and ever and it's a whole lot of mystery? Or are we talking safety deposit room at the bank?
Yeah. I would say it looks like a chic industrial building. Very clean. It's immaculate inside. You know, nice concrete floors, clean walls. And inside the vaults are quite tall. So you have, 20, 25 feet going straight up of racks. And you would see just hundreds of thousands of little white envelopes, which we actually put every single card in a white bubble mailer envelope so you can't even see inside of them, and also protects them from any light damage and like that. And you just see rows and rows and rows of it. But it's kind of what you want in a vault. Like, it's nothing fancy, but it is fancy.
So honestly, I mean, I want 2 things, right? For the stuff not to catch on fire, and for there to be a giant door that looks like it's from a spy movie or the heist movie.
Like, that looks exactly like the door you're imagining in your head. Exactly, yeah. You'll see some giant red tanks around some of the rooms. This is actually a unique fire suppression system we had specifically built for this vault, which it's a dry gas-based system so that there's no sprinklers, because obviously you don't want to put a bunch of water on all these cards and collectibles. And you also have, game-used jerseys and bats and balls and all sorts of shoes that LeBron wore in championship game, all sorts of crazy stuff that you don't want to get wet. So there's an awesome fire suppression system that will pump the whole place full of gas, put the fire out. No one will get hurt by that either. It's totally safe.
In case you're wondering why Delaware, yeah, no sales tax. He says that comes in handy to just buy something and ship it straight to the vault. Also, you can buy and sell within the vault, and the thing you've bought and sold never leaves. So just cool stuff from one person right to the other. Safe the whole time.
That's exactly right. Yep, we have a secure transfer protocol will go from your account to mine seamlessly and happens instantly.
So can we do a greatest hits of stuff that you've got in there, at least some of the big stuff?
Yes. We have a handful of rare Jordan and Kobe cards, a couple one-of-ones that are probably worth between $2 and $5 million each. We have Logan Paul's Pikachu Illustrator, which is the most valuable Pokemon card in existence, about $5 million.
At this point, you're like, how did a Pokemon card get to be worth that much? Well, the story is 1998, 39 of these are given out to winners of an illustration contest. 20 have been graded since then. 8 of them are 9s. 1 is 10. You know, virtually perfect. That's this one.
We have some really, as I mentioned, a variety of jerseys, like all the Hall of Famers pretty much. But really, the bright line that we have for anything that goes in your vault has to be authentic, and that's be authenticated. Game-used memorabilia that's all been photo-matched and confirmed that it was actually worn by the player at the given time and place is meant to be. Comic books, coins, video games. And I think as fun as it is to talk about the crazy, like, you know, $5, $10 million stuff, and we do have a lot of that, the vault is not just for that. And I think that's a really important point to make where some people don't appreciate. Like, really, it is for everyone.
And once things go in, you don't get to rummage, right? You don't get to see them unless you just click around online because you got like the catalog. So is there anything though going in or out where you said, stop everything. I got to go and get my eyes on this.
One that comes to mind, True Grails. We had in our vault a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle PSA 9, which is probably like among the top 10 most expensive cards in the world. And we actually had a show we were putting on that was out on display. And so we got to see that, which is like, that's like the card like every baseball fan dreams of owning someday.
That's your Google assignment. Go and see. It's always a news story when these come up, when they do get sold.
The vintage cards are amazing. They're basically works of art. That one in particular is just such a beautiful, it's a beautiful card.
When there are things that are one of one, is that kind of wild? Or if it's super old and you know it's the last surviving something, unless someone finds it in a barn, I mean, what is that like? That's crazy.
It is crazy. When you have these more like intimate opportunities to see these things that, you know, most people will never see in their life. Look, I'm super lucky.
What about those classic barn finds before we run out of time? How does that happen? I mean, how does some of this stuff even come to you? When I hear about an old video game unopened, how does someone have Super Mario 3 still in the box? How did a kid not get into that?
It's a great question. And I think like, you know, with cards, like people have been collecting them for a long time, obviously. So like that one, it makes a little bit more sense. But I'd agree. Like it's fascinating when these like, you know, rare video games come up or, you know, vinyl or VHS or like in my case, the only reason why I have this one sealed deck of Magic cards is because like my dad forgot to give it to me when I was 8 years old.
There was one more Christmas gift and you didn't get it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was like cleaning out his house as people do and came across. He's like, oh, Eddie, do you want this? I was like, yes, absolutely. Glad you didn't give it to me because I would just play with it and whatever. And so, yeah, like, I mean, I don't think any parent is going and saying like, I'm going to buy 2 copies of Legend of Zelda and I'm going to keep one sealed and give one to my daughter to play with. Like, I think it's just like somehow, somewhere, got stuck somewhere or, you know, it's in a storage unit somewhere for some reason. The backstories are often quite fun and interesting, but I really believe a lot of it is just kind of like happenstance.
There you have it. We started at the casino. We will end the vault show at the bank. I've got stuff. I've got coins, 1600s, 1700s. That's how far those go back. I got some other stuff. I have some things from the Concorde, you know, super fast British Airways, Air France plane that used to fly. That stuff is cool. Tell me about your stuff, huh? I've got questions at odyssey.com. Send me a question, and we'll see what we do next Thursday.